Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard joining us, as he always does every other week right after the commission meeting. We'll talk about a few things going on over there, a couple of cool events. We're going to shine the spotlight on the Bouldering Fest committee and the community over there. Great festival that just took place last weekend. And you know what? They put in so much work to it. We wanted to give them a shout out. And then we'll talk about a couple of notices and items that came off of the commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Dave.
So let's just dive right in. How are things over in Emery County and what we got coming up?
You know what? Things are going pretty good. The weather stayed nice. We have had a little bit of moisture the last couple weeks, but the weather stayed pretty nice. So hopefully people can get out in the community and in the mountains and enjoy these nice weekends.
And you've got a couple of events coming up this week that are always a lot of fun. First up is ParanormaCon, and that's going to happen there. I believe it's at the Museum of the San Rafael, isn't it?
Yes, it will be there. There will be vendors, different activities for the kids, games, scavenger hunts, a costume contest. So, yeah, a lot of fun things going on with the Paranormal Con. And then you can go, if you're interested, you can go to the museumofthesanrafael.org to learn more information about that event this coming weekend.
All right. And another thing, we're going to have a lot of people kind of descending on our area since, you know, I believe Emery County, that swath going right through Emery County, is a prime location to view the eclipse. And that's coming up on Saturday.
Yes. So the eclipse is pretty fantastic. It doesn't happen very often. So if you're interested in the eclipse, the tourism office is handing out glasses, make sure everybody has eye protection and staying safe that way. They are giving out eye protection for the kids at the schools so that they can have the opportunity to enjoy the eclipse. So we're excited about it. It doesn't hit us directly in the middle of the county, but down towards Goblin Valley, it seems to be pretty popular a little south south of Emery County, down near Moab. So should be a fun event, natural event, I guess. So
that's true. And so that'll be taking place once again on Saturday the 14th as well. Let's give a shout out, as I said, you know, spectacular Bouldering Fest as always, but this year a little bit above and beyond. So you wanted to take a moment and thank the Boulder Fest committee and the bouldering community that came out to enjoy this one.
You bet. And I one of the biggest parts about this festival is the rock climbers come into our community sometimes. The locals and the climbers don't mesh much, and they drive by each other and they head up Joe's Valley. The goal of the fest is to help combine the relationship between the rock climbers and the locals, to get to know each other, help bring our rock climbers into the businesses to spend money. There were a lot of fun clinics, making donuts and beef jerky, and actually taking rock climbers up fishing up Joe's Valley. So showing the rock climbers what we have to offer in Emery County. There was also a rodeo on Friday night where some of the rock climbers get to ride bulls and have some fun that way, chase chickens. So really good event. We just want to thank the committee, the board, for putting that on. It's a lot of work. And so, yeah, if you're ever interested in attending the Boulder Fest in upcoming years, please come on over and enjoy.
All right, and then let's wrap up with a couple of items off of the commission meeting that you had. One is a new HVAC system for the jail and the sheriff's department.
Yeah, so the sheriff's office, the jail, and then the courthouse, we're looking to redo the HVAC system. We are using ARPA funds, which would be COVID funds, to pay for the new HVAC system. It'll be nice for the jail. I think it's 21 to 23 years old, something around there. so it's starting to go out, and we've needed a new system out there. So that we approved going after that HVAC system, and so that'll be nice for them.
And then the last item you wanted to talk about is a land swap that's really going to help out the county and the city of Huntington as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it will. It will. So we have many of you know where the complex is there in Huntington, the softball complex. So the county owns that property. There's a little sliver of land that the county owns that goes across the road just west of the softball complex. Huntington City is looking to develop that area into a recreation type spot for the community. They're potentially looking at frisbee golf trails, maybe a hill to snowmobile, to sled on in the winter. So we own some of that property. We're looking to do a land swap with them. And what that opens up the county for is a piece of land for a new senior center. So we're excited about what that offers to Huntington City and their plans, and then the county wanting to work with Huntington City to build a new senior center. The senior center will also be paid with COVID funds if everything goes through, as well as CIB funds. So excited for those projects and the land swaps. There's some work we need to do to finalize, but we're just going through process, and we approved a warranty deed on the parcel to start working on it.
Perfect. So we'll get going on that here. Maybe next spring we'll be ready to start breaking ground and getting working on that new senior citizen center.
That's what we're hoping.
All right. Once again, Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emery County, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to it, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good week.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.